Hello.
Yo, the Good and Bad Podcast Show. I'm your host, Jeff Malice Etienne. Yo, who am I talking to?
You're talking to Nikki.
I know. Just wanted to let the listeners know. What's up, Nikki?
What's good?
What's going on?
I'm excited to be on here.
I know. This is a long, long time in the making.
Yep, definitely is.
How are things going for you?
Things are going good.
How have you been doing in like this, in these times? You know what I mean? With
the craziness of the COVID-19 world.
You know, black people being killed on a daily. You know, everything.
You know, well, first and foremost, Black Lives Matter, you know, power to the people.
Amen.
COVID has been a struggle, a stress for sure, considering I work in an essential, job where I had no days off like other folk and, you know, getting tested every 7 days. And then to eventually catch COVID-19 and experience that too. So it's been quite a ride.
So what has been like the, seeing that you caught the COVID-19, like what were your symptoms? You know what I mean? Like, what did you go through?
I woke up one day feeling like pressure in my head, like a sinus infection. Tired, very tired, stiff neck. Those were probably my first three symptoms for the first 2 to 3 days. And then came fevers after that, chills, loss of smell and taste, weakness, extreme exhaustion. Yeah, so those were basically most of my symptoms.
You checked everything off on the list. Holy shit.
Almost, not everything. I didn't need that extra toilet paper everyone was buying.
I remember one day I woke up and I was feeling the pressure in my head. And I was like, oh shit, I'm like, I got this pressure in my head. I have a headache. I'm like, yo. I know this is one of the symptoms of COVID. Do I got COVID? And then I realized, I was like, oh no, it's just these holes are stressing me out.
Well, you know, sometimes stress can even get you sick, so.
You know what I mean? Answer everybody, I'm just kidding. I don't have holes. I got bitches. Big difference, all right?
So, now, is one better than the other?
Yes.
And which one to you is better?
Holes.
Because they don't cause you any bullshit.
Pretty much. Bitches is exactly how it sounds. They're bitches. You know what I mean? And for all you people listening out there, I don't want y'all thinking like, yo, he calling all women bitches? Like, no, I do not. I do not call women bitches.
We call ourselves bitches. We just gotta own it.
You know what? And that's true too, because you know, women, they call each other like, hey, bye, bitch. Hey, bitch. See you later, bitch. But then if I be like, yo, what up, bitch? Then they want to jump down my throat.
Yep. Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, whoa, what's the difference? in all seriousness, you know, I love to joke. In all seriousness, I don't have that kind of stress. Because honestly, I just completely stay away from it, in all honesty. I mean, I stay away from it. I don't need it. I don't need the stress.
Nobody should have the stress. I feel you.
So obviously, the reason why I wanted you on the show,
mm-hmm.
we were having this conversation 2 days ago. Well, no. Yeah, on Sunday, and then today's Tuesday. Yeah, so 2-3 days ago, whatever, you know, however you want to call it, 2 days ago. So I remember one of my friends was on this show, and this was like back in, like during the lockdown. You know what I mean? During the shelter in place, you know what I mean? My friend Dina. And, you know, it was all about, like, self-love and, you know, like, loving your body and all that stuff. And, you know, mm-hmm. you know, she was talking about how, you know, she wants to lose weight and, you know, she's thick, blah, 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 blah. Okay. And I tried, and, you know, and I was telling her, and, you know, it's not the first time I've said this. I was like, I've told many people this. Big girls are what's in right now. Big girls have taken over, period.
Yes, it's a BBW world.
Exactly. And it's, you know what? It's wild, you know, to see such a transition. You know what I mean? Because if you look back on, because, you know, you grew up in my era too. What do you, yep. you're only like 2 years older than me. You know what I mean? So.
Hey now, don't be giving away my age. I'm a lady. I'm always 21.
People don't know my age, so they're gonna be guessing. You know what I mean? So you're 21. I said you're 2 years older than me, so I'm 19. It's all good.
Hey, all right. See, giving you back your youth.
So what I was, and you know, the transition was, you know, the era we grew up in with the rappers. Right.
Yes.
And then now the era where we grew up in was all about like music videos. That was like the biggest thing. BET, MTV, you know, watching music videos. In the music videos, all you saw were like, you know, the beautiful hot women. The ones
you
who
saw the models, all the models. Everybody wanted to be Cindy Crawford.
All the models. You know what I mean? Everybody wanted to be Cindy Crawford. But then, you know, like first it was women wanted to be models, and then it was they wanted to be video models.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, if you think about it, video models were making they were making good money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, that's all, you know, that's what you saw. Now you look at it, and now it's like the big girls, the thick girls. You know what I mean?
Hey, big girls need love too.
They definitely do. So now, let's talk about the transition. All mm-hmm. right. And you know, when I was talking to Dina and I was talking to somebody else, I talked to quite a few people about this, and I was saying that, like, yo, listen, big girls are taking over the world. Now, before I go forward, right? Do you consider yourself a big girl?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself voluptuous?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself fat?
No.
Okay. Tell me the difference.
If you want to call me fat, then you better spell it with a P-H-A-T. Mm-hmm. You know, like baby fat. But you know what? Technically, the term is we're fat. We got fat on our bodies. But why... I don't know. I feel like why use that word? It's ugly. It's mean. And it brings down your self-esteem.
That's because, you know, society, you know, the people in it, they made that such an ugly, you know, word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they used to be like, yo, she's fat. Yo, you know, fat bitch. Fat this, fat that. You shut up, fat boy. You know, they would, you know, they use it as...
Yep.
They use it as a way to...
It's a hurtful word.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Now, what I say is, take the power back. You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I agree.
Yeah.
Feel you 100%.
Yeah, take the
100%.
Power
back. We took our power back, definitely, with the whole BBW, you know, big, beautiful woman. That was really taking our power back.
So, what do you think it is about, you know, why did BBW become so like, you know, I don't know the word I'm looking for, but basically the it thing, you know what I mean? The you know,
why that, is it the new fad? Like the new fad? Because yeah. I mean, it, I would probably have to say it's the fact that 80% of Americans are all overweight. So
okay, that makes sense.
You gotta roll with the times, you know? It's kind of like upgrading your technology.
So, I mean, so do you really believe that, like, you know, okay, you know what? 87% of, you know, Americans are big. So do you really think that what it is, it's like men just said, yo, man, yo, there's like so many big women out there. I'm, you know what? I'm just going to have to just, I guess I'm just going to have to settle for, you know, for a big woman because, you know, that's all I'm being offered.
No, no, I don't think men think that way at all. If a man is into a woman for her personality, first and foremost, then it's not going to matter. What the difference is definitely is the stigma behind it. You know, more men are openly dating bigger women, as in the past we were side chicks, we were hidden, we were secrets, we were not really spoken of. It was not cool to let your homies know that you're dating someone, you know, who's a size 12 and up.
Yeah.
You know, that was my experience growing up. So I've always been a thick girl. Always had big tits, big ass, little waist. But that wasn't appreciated. And I didn't appreciate myself growing up because of that also. It took years to really fall in love with my skin and fall in love with my body and the shape. And however I ended up looking after three beautiful children, I had to learn to fall in love with me. And ultimately, I don't even think of myself as a big woman. I just find myself to be a strong, beautiful woman, and my personality is what trumps it all.
That's what's up right there, definitely. Mm-hmm. So talk about it. Talk about your experience growing up.
Well, it was pretty traumatic. I grew up in East Boston, and that time, that era was the beginning stages of the melting pot, where more Latina families were coming in, more African-American families, more Asian families. So we were very integrated, multicultural groups of people that I lived amongst. And there was probably about a good 5 to 6 boys in the neighborhood that were Irish or Italian, and they would chase me down. So I grew up in Maverick Projects, which is no longer there, so maybe no one knows about it. But anyway, in order to get anywhere, if you didn't want to walk around an entire building, you cut through the hallways. I could never cut through hallways because they would jump me. I always had boys jumping me. I don't know why. To this day, I still can't say why it was that they did that. But it was traumatic for me because they would, you know, they would say, oh, you're so fat, you're so ugly, and, you know, stomp the shit out of me. So that was my experience. And growing up, high school, I didn't date. I didn't have any boys. Like, I had a crush on this one boy, and he actually pretended to like me to get closer to my best friend. So it was pretty tough. I was a side chick in my 20s because, you know, I didn't see any value in myself. And others, you know, always put me in a place where it was like, it was just too embarrassing to be around her because, you know, she's 200 pounds. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it was tough. It wasn't anything I like to think back on. But I want to say in my 30s is when I started to notice that more guys would want to date me openly. So I think that's pretty much when the trend started, where men were appreciating bigger girls.
Now, you know, when you said that in your 20s, you know, they were like keeping you like hidden or as the side chick, you know, obviously they weren't telling their boys that they're, you know, messing with you, sleeping with you, whatever the case may be. But, and you know, you said, you know, you didn't know your value. But do you think it was because, like, you know, obviously growing up, grade school and then high school, where you weren't getting any attention, you know, you weren't getting any love. And now that you're in your 20s, you know, you have guys showing you attention and affection, even though it was done privately. So do you think you basically accepted that because you looked at it like, I've never had this before. At least I'm getting it.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. Most definitely, yes.
So when did you say, like, yo, I'm not being no man's side chick or his secret, and then, you know, you understood like the value in yourself.
You know, through depression, I want to say, through just my overall feelings of just feeling that it wasn't right, like not liking how I felt, but not liking how things made me feel, people made me feel. And I took it upon myself to change certain dynamics. And the only way that you can really make a change is by making a change within yourself. I didn't go on any diet or like an exercise journey or anything like that. Like I did, you know, exercise, or I tried a fad diet here and there, and it never really worked in my favor. So I did a lot of praying, meditating, looking inward, healing myself with therapy, and working through that to change the perception of myself. Whether others took to it or not, I needed that for me. And so that's kind of how things changed on my end. If that makes any sense, I don't know.
No, it does. It makes sense. Now, the thing that you know, I also wanted to know is, like, you know, when you started, you know, dating these guys, and obviously they were, you know, being with them or whatever. Now, was it all love when it was good? And then when it was bad, did they try to fat shame you? Quote and unquote fat shame?
No, I don't think I can remember that happening with anyone that I've slept with or had any type of relationship with. I don't think so. I think guys that probably wanted me, but it was afraid to kind of go there, those were the guys that would actually fat shame me.
The ones
Not
that what?
anyone that, you know, the guys that just they wanted me, but they didn't want to admit that.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, so it was like, oh, you know, you're cute, you're pretty, you're this, but you're fat. So if you weren't fat, like I'd date you, you know. And it's just like, well, you know what, like I'm glad that I know how you feel, because you will never date me even if I lost 100 and something pounds. Like, no. So, but I never really experienced that type of shaming with anyone that I've been intimate with, no.
Yeah, because I figured, like, you know, you would have, like, you know, the type of dudes that, you know, if things go bad, they want to, you know, call you, oh, you know, well, then fuck you, you fat bitch. You know what I mean? Or, like, you know, oh, that's why you're fat. Or they would throw that whole, like, look at you. You know what I'm saying? Look at you, like, you're fat, like, you know, you'll never be able to get, like, another guy like me that's going to want you. You know, something like that.
No, and I can say no because I basically, for a long time, especially in my 20s, I only had friends with benefits on purpose. I didn't want a relationship. I didn't trust men. And they were just, you know, at that time I was a man eater. I was just like, well, fuck you. Like, I'm going to hurt you before you ever think about hurting me. And that's kind of how I lived for a good 10 years.
So why is it that, why is that okay that, you know, you were a man hater, but yet you were having friends with benefits, you know what I mean? And you didn't want a relationship. Like, why didn't you want a relationship? Was it because you were just like, I don't trust men?
Definitely. Yeah. I didn't trust them. I didn't feel like I was worthy of love. And I also didn't find it in anyone, you know. It was just easier to have a couple of moments versus have somebody fully get to know and then get hurt.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I feel you. I understand. So at what point did you decide to get out of that mind frame?
When I started to do a lot of self-development. Like I said, looking inward, trying to just figure out my own shit. I think that's when things started to change and shift, and people on the outside that truly, genuinely cared about me, you know, would say things to me that were like, oh, I'm really a nice person. Oh, well,
I'm really, you know, I'm this or I'm that, and I'm not just Nicole,
the fat girl, which is all I knew all my life growing up.
So I think that's when things changed, and I had more confidence.
I mean, that's what's up, that you know, that's what that you got out that mind frame. Because I think there's like way too many, there's too many women out there who are still in that mind mm-hmm. frame.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And it's like, it's such a, you know, obviously it's negative and it's like, you know, poisoning them. You know, they're doing more harm to themselves than they are to any guy that they.
Yeah, and they're never going to see that until they're ready. You know, the truth hurts, right? That's what they say. It's the reality. It does hurt.
Yeah.
And finding and owning the flaws that you have, it's not an easy thing for someone to cope with. You know, especially with the stigma that, you know, people have with being a therapist. It's not easy for people to do that. And I found that girls, especially, you know,
young girls, women, I mean, it's a lot harder because, you know, we're expected to be a certain way from our family. And then we're expected to be a certain way in our group of friends. And then we're expected to play a certain role, you know, within relationships with men. And I find that you can tend to lose yourself so quickly. And unless you're strong enough to want to go through a change, because not everyone can, you know, can handle change within themselves or something else. So it's not easy, and that's why it's not all women are able to change their mindset.
True. Now, what is it about BBWs that men just want, you know what I mean? That men just want to, you know, like be with them. I mean, besides the whole, well, because, you know, 87% of America are big. You know what I mean? Because it's BBW for women, but I can't really say that about men. Mm-hmm. But then again,
I've dated lots of men that were big on the side.
Yeah, yes, you have.
Me,
I have. But you have. But what I'm saying is, you don't really hear, you know what I mean? You hear a lot about the women. You don't hear anything about BBW with men. You don't really hear like women talking about like, oh man, that's what's in right now. That's what's up. Like, you know, well, I keep saying BBW. It would be BBM. You know what I mean? Yeah. You don't hear anything about that, but you hear a lot about
BBW. I think that's like, you know, like I said, or even like when you mentioned taking your power back, it's total woman empowerment right there. Men have, at all sizes, big, small, tall, short. It's, I don't know. I mean, I guess I can't say that. I can't say what I was going to say because it's not easy for all men to get a woman. But I think because the stigma is not really there the way it is with women, being thin, being a model, showing off your beauty, being the trophy, you know, being the center of attention, and all these different it's very different for a man, you know.
Yeah. So you know, like I said, what is it about BBWs that?
Well, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for every girl out there. But first, I want to say, is the 200, 300-pound girl that's looking sloppy, not brushing her hair, not tending to herself in any way, making herself attractive, you know, getting attention? No, she's not. So it's definitely about the way you carry yourself. It's our personalities. I find that because we have to rely on who we are on the inside first, that's probably on the number one.
And then third, when it comes to sex, you know, we're just hotter, wetter. At least that's what I've been told. So
she said wetter. Tell them.
Yeah. We bring the lake. You know? We bring the lake.
She said we bring the lake, and you skinny bitches are just bringing a pond.
No, y'all are bringing a cup of water.
Skinny bitches is bringing a puddle.
Plus, you know, a man wants to take you out to eat. He don't want to watch you eat a salad.
Nah, yo, you know what? Yo, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's true. That's true. And you know, like, when, you know, in the past, when I've gone, you know, when I had gone on dates and they just order a salad, I'm in my head, I'm just like, you ain't fucking fooling anybody.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, eating a salad now because you're here with me, but yeah, this isn't what you eat on a regular. You're not fooling me.
Yeah, no. I mean, I have my days where if I'm on my health journey, then yes, I'm going to order that salad. But if it's my cheat day, let's see. What you ordering? How about we both try this? We have a little bit of this. We get a little bit of that, you know?
Yeah. For real.
Definitely.
Shit, you going out
to exactly.
Eat?
I mean, because what if he marries you one day? You're going to hide in the closet to eat dinner? Or are you going to keep eating salad?
Probably keep eating salad.
You may lose the weight then. You know. If that's your goal.
But you know, going back, you know, me touching on, you know, what you said, you know, a little while ago. It definitely is. Like I can say, like for me, you know, when it comes to like, BBWs, you know, you definitely, you know what I mean? You're definitely right. It definitely is how they carry themselves. You know what I mean? Because I've seen the type of, women, the big women who, like you said, they don't take care of themselves. They just dress sloppy. You know what I mean? They don't really do anything with themselves. Like the type of chick that would say, I'm not impressing anybody. And it's like,
No, you need to
you don't have to
impress
impress
yourself,
anybody. This is all.
honey. You're attracted to the confidence.
Yeah.
Confident about yourself and who you are at the end of the day, there's no attraction.
Yeah. So I've seen that. I've seen the ones that look like trailer park trash. You know what I'm saying? And then I've seen the ones who were just like hair's not done, makeup done, nails, they dress nice. And when you do that, we don't see size.
Ding, ding, ding. You just hit the nail on the
You know what I'm
head.
saying? Yeah, we don't see size. I mean, like me growing up, I never like made fun of like anybody who was big, boy or girl, man or woman, because I had, I had big people in my family, like, some of the women in my family are, are big. You know what I'm saying? So I just knew at an early
Oh,
age,
yeah. It
if I sat there and made fun of somebody and called them like fat this and all that, it's like, well, I'm saying that too about
Yeah, and you know what?
my
It's
older
very
sister.
cultural too. Very cultural. I was able to see that, where
Yes.
certain cultures, they pride their women on looking a certain way.
Let's you know what? I've always kept it 100 on, on my show. I've always kept it 100. So I'm gonna keep it 100 now. I don't care who agrees with me and who doesn't disagree with me. It is very cultural because the white people, they were the ones that were like making fun
Yes.
of like fatness
And
and
they're
stuff.
the reason that, it took a long time for a size 12 model to become a model and be, considered a model. When a size 12 is just a
Absolutely.
normal average body, we should not, it's not normal and it's not average to be a size zero.
That's true. That's true. They were the ones because, they were the ones that were basically owning, like, all the modeling, companies and stuff like that.
If you were
You know what I mean?
wealthy,
And
you
even a woman.
basically made the trend what it is. If you were white and you
The
were
what?
wealthy, you were making the trends. People were looking at you, and that's what
Yeah.
they felt and they needed to be in society.
Now, yeah, exactly. And even the women who weren't size 12, all right? So, like, let's say models were known what to be. Like, I mean, you would know better than me. What is the average size for a model, like,
You
Victoria's
definitely have
Secret
to
model?
be a size 6 and under.
Okay, 6 and under. So if a woman who was a size 7 or 8 came in, they were
Yeah,
like,
well,
nah, you're too
they were
big.
told to come back in a week. Basically, they're eating cotton balls and they're coming back in a week.
Yeah, yo, exactly. You know what? Come back in a week. You know what I mean? So this whole week,
Yep.
just eat ice cubes.
Yep. Yep.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner, ice cubes. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they definitely are. So now we see what's real big now is like plus size model.
Yep.
Like that's what's popping.
And it's about
You know what I mean?
time.
Plus size model. Would you say no, you damn right. You know what I mean? Because you know what? That opened up the gates to show you how many beautiful women that are
And
big
it
women
took
who are
for the
beautiful.
right big women to band together and create clothing for us women to look and feel beautiful, because I wore men's clothing for years because there was no clothes out there that fit my voluptuous body. I have a hourglass figure but I'm on the bigger side. So I couldn't fit in to anything my cousins or my friends were wearing. I had to wear men's clothing. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But yes, I wore men's clothing for a long, long time. And then Lane Bryant came out, and that was my shit. I didn't care. I spent $100 on a shirt if I had to, $80 on a pair of jeans if I had to, because I loved looking good and feeling good.
Yeah.
So.
Now would you say that like with plus size models and like, you know, BBWs being what like a lot of men are like after, would you say that black men are the ones that popularized it? Would you say that black men are the ones that
Spanish men and black men?
And let me and you know, before you go on, let me tell you why I say that. Because any woman that I have, you know, that I had talked to about this, who were thick mm-hmm. or who were big women, right? I would ask them all the same question, and they all had the same answers. Hey, growing up in high school, who made fun of you?
Yep.
All the white boys. Now these are white women I'm talking to, black women, Hispanic women who were all like thick.
Yep,
like,
or they had a big booty, and
you know what I mean?
The rest of her was thin, but the big booty, yes. it was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like.
Yes, I'm glad you said that. Even the ones who just had a big booty. I said, all right, so who made fun of you? Like, and, you know, or who made mm-hmm. you have low self-esteem and, you know, such and such. And they were like, you know, it was always the white boys. You know what I mean? So I was like, and in my head, I knew the answer. So I was just like, how the black and Hispanic men treated you? You know what I mean? They were like, they loved it. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of them would say that's the reason why I started gaining confidence, because all the black guys and the Hispanic guys were the ones that were, you know, showing them love. You know what I mean? And you know, and saying, damn, like, you know, like, yo, you're fine. You hot. You know what I'm saying? And they did not know that, because they, you know, it was just so many years of just the white boys picking yep. on them and making fun of them. Yep. So is it pretty safe to say that it was the black men and Hispanic men that made BBWs?
Oh, yes, 100%. 100%, I agree with that.
Like, they made it to where, you know, and I can say this, you know, for a fact, because I've seen it with my own eyes. I've seen it with my own eyes where it was mm-hmm. the white boys, right? They'd be messing around with a big woman, you know what I mean? And they keeping it on the hush. You know what I'm saying? It's done in privately, or did a side chick, like you said. But then I would see like the Hispanic or the black men, mostly the black men, you know, messing with a big, a big woman, but they were doing it in public. They were taking them out to the movies. They were taking them out to eat, taking them out to the, you know, to like, you know, the carnival. Like, they made it public. They were holding their hands in public and showing affection and everything.
Yep. And I'm pretty sure it's because of their family dynamics. You know, I'm a mixed with many different races. So, you know, being Portuguese, being Puerto Rican, just seeing my family and my aunts were big. My grandmother was big, you know, so it was normal. I didn't feel different until I went to school. That's when I felt different. Because that's when, you know, all the girls are pointing at you and they're laughing and they're making fun of you and they're throwing things in your hair and they're pulling your hair, they're putting gum in your hair and they're making the boys are doing things and they're saying things and they're making people laugh at you. But then when you go home and you're around your family, you feel normal because you have people that look just like you. You know, few of my cousins were skinny, yes, but a majority of us, like, we ate rice and beans every day, pork chops, all that shit. Like, we were not starving. We were healthy and we were eating and we were loving on each other. And it was the normal. It was the normal thing. Like, you love your mom, you love your grandmother. And if she's a big woman, then for you, what you see and what you know growing up is normal. You don't think different of it unless someone puts it in your head to make you think that that is wrong.
Yeah. Yo, what I think is, like, so dope and is very attractive is a woman who owns her weight. She owns it, and, you know, like you said, she takes care of herself, dresses nice and all that. Like, yo, love that. Love that. Because, and the reason why I say that is because, like, I can't think of, I'm trying to think, like, I can't think of one woman who I did not date, or, you know, or that I was with, whether I was in a relationship with them, or I was just dating them, or I was just messing around with them. It was like pretty much all of them, all they ever fucking did was complain about their weight. You know what I'm saying? Just complain, oh, I need to lose weight, I need to lose weight, da, 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 da. And it got to the point where it's like, yo, what the fuck? All these women poisoned? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and
yo,
now, like, it's like,
this is the,
you know, yes, I definitely am working on dropping some pounds, but it's not for anybody but my own personal health reasons. You know, at the end of the day, that's what I'm doing it for. But I was that girl once where it was like, I would just look at myself in the mirror and just be like, wow, like, I am not pretty. I am so ugly. Look at my ugly body. And this is so disgusting. And it's like, why am I treating myself this way? Because I'm not disgusting and I'm not ugly and I'm not these things that I've been told that I am. So it's a vicious.
Yeah. It made me sick, man. It was always a turn off because that's all I would fucking hear. And, you know, I could particularly remember this one, you know, one woman that I was dating, man. That's all she, like, ever talked about. Then, you know, I was finding out that she was doing shit unhealthy.
Sounds,
you know,
like, I mean? Like, it was all being done in vain, and, like, not for health.
Yeah. Definitely, you know what I mean? And like, when I'd be, you know, like, with her, like, I honestly barely ever saw her eat. You know what I mean? I barely ever saw her eat. And then I remember we went to, like, her, like, cousin's house or aunt's house or something. And she had, like, kids, like, I don't know, two boys, three boys, I don't know. Somewhere, person lived in East Boston. And her aunt, cousin, whatever she was, made empanadas, and she was like, oh my god, like, I love empanadas, you know what I mean? And I'm like, what, well, do you know, eat one? And she was all, like, uncomfortable about it, and she just, like, took, like, one little ass bite, and she was like damn near ashamed. And I was just like, yo, you know, I don't know how much longer I could deal with this bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what? All like that, that's all
she was probably hear. Shamed was by like, her own family too. Wait. If she couldn't eat in her family, by her family.
Well, coincidentally, you would know better.
I would. I'm wondering where you're this wondering, connects to. You're
wondering, huh? What?
I want to put.
I don't want to blow up. I don't want to put anybody out there. You know what I mean? But it was somebody
that you dated
like 15 years ago. It was somebody that you know.
I can tell you that during that era, and I know who you're talking about, but I'm not going to name names. That girl had a lot of problems with herself because of her family fat shaming her. And
but not only did they fat shame her, they were like the biggest fucking racists on, you know what I mean,
yes.
in like the state of Massachusetts, if you ask me.
It's very sad, yes, very sad. Now I can say that it's very sad for the one particular person, you know, at the time did not approve of her dating out of her race, but it's like, it's awful. It's just awful because
I know.
Yeah, I guess I can't really like say too much on it because then I'm giving too much information. But it's just awful that happened, considering the dynamics of what the family actually was. We were very multicultural, you know. Very multicultural. We have, you know, Portuguese. You had French. What was the other one? Puerto Ricans. I believe one time. I'm not even going to go into it further, but I believe one time I even caught that girl. At the time, it was a big fad at that time. Bulimia, I believe, right? When you're like throwing up. She was doing that. Yeah,
that's what I said. She was sticking her finger
that
out.
Was the first time I ever experienced something like that.
That's yeah,
yeah,
it was wild, you know what I mean? It really was. It was wild. And then but you know, like the whole, you know, like you said, her dating outside her race, you know what I mean? Not to get off topic, but oh yeah, her mom made it, you know, very well known that she did not approve. Like at the time, it was AOL Instant Messenger. Mm-hmm. That's what was popular back then. So that lets you know how long ago this was. And she hits me up and sends me a message on AOL Instant Messenger, and she's just going, you know, like, you know, get away. I want you to like get away from my daughter. I don't want her to have nigger babies. And I was just
so
like,
wow, that part okay. of the family were all Irish. That totally explains it. All 100%.
But here's the crazy part. I had met her grandfather, who I heard at one point was the Grand Wizard.
Yes.
Of the Ku Klux Klan. And I met him and I took a picture with him. He was cool and everything. You know, he let it be known, yeah, you know what I was. That's the past. You know what I mean? He was
but
cool.
He
I took
built
a picture
his
with him
thing
and everything.
To
and I remember,
hate. He
you
built
know,
his people
mom,
to hate. You might change one day, but maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, true. You know what I'm saying? Very true. And the chick who I was dating, her mom.
Yeah.
That was her father. You know what I mean? That was not the chick I was dating's father. You know, it
the
was
grandfather.
The chick I was
yep.
dating mother's father. You know what I mean? And yeah. So she's sending me all these messages talking shit to me. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I don't want her to have nigger babies. And I'm like, who says I'm going to get her fucking pregnant? Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? And then she was like, so, you know, I'm like, I'm not even going to stoop to her level. So I was just like, yeah, okay, whatever, sure. You know what I mean? Okay, fine. And then she was like, uh-huh. She was like, KKK. That's what she wrote. And I said, I don't know what that is. Is that a sorority you're in? You know what I mean? I was like, you know, Kappa Kappa Kappa? Is that a sorority you're in? And then she was like, yeah, fuck you, wise guy. And I was like, yo, it's funny that you're saying all this, but I took a picture with your father, who was the Grand Wizard of Ku Klux Klan.
That's awful. So I did not know you experienced that. So,
offer my apologies on their behalf
that you had to go through that.
Ah, man, that was... Nah, you know what? I mean, I appreciate the apology. You know what I mean? Thank you, but you don't need to apologize. So first of all, like I said, that was 15 years ago. Not only that, but at the time that she did that, it didn't affect me. It didn't bother me. I found it very entertaining. You know what I'm saying? And just me saying stuff back to her, like being wise, you know, was hurting her more than the shit she was saying to me. Like, you know, saying, I want my daughter to have nigger babies. I'm like, that does not bother me. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that does not bother me. But let's fast forward to now. And I'm just like, I don't know, with everything going on, I don't know. You know what? I'm going to stay with that topic. Maybe another time. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the things that I want to say, really ruffle some feathers.
We don't have to go off topic.
Really? It'll. No, we don't. You know, but I will do it. Not now. I'll save it for another day. A day that I'm feeling like I want to take a walk. Fucking wild
stuff. Well, when that happens, please let me know so I can be the paparazzi. I'll give you an amazing photo shoot.
So, I definitely say, you know, BBWs have, you know, they've taken over. Now, here was my other, you know, last question. Did you experience a lot of hate from the non-BBWs? Hate, jealousy?
Yeah. I would definitely say yes to that. I did. I had to
definitely grow thick skin through the years. So believe me, I have my ways of using my tongue as a sword and coming right back at you, you know? So I never ever let that get to me. I never let one's pettiness dictate how I'm going to believe who I am. So I definitely experienced that. I mean, still to this day, some woman may not know me, and because she don't know me, the only thing she can say is, "You're a fat bitch." It's like, really? I already know that. Can you come with something new? Like, what else you gonna tell me? I have eyes, lady. I can see.
Yeah, there was this meme. Oh, I can't even remember. I posted it long time ago, and I can't. I wish I knew it word for word, but it was like, that's perfect. You know what I mean? Oh, it was something like, okay, so the meme, it was like cartoon. So it was a skinny chick, and it was like a big girl, right? The skinny chick goes to the big girl. You're too big to be wearing what you're wearing, because the big girl had on, like, you know, little like booty shorts.
Okay.
And like a crop top shirt. Is that what they call it? Where like the belly, where like the belly shows. Yeah. So she had like a crop top and like, you know, booty shorts. And then, you know, the skinny girl goes, you're too big to be wearing it, or you don't have the body for that. You know what I'm saying? And then the chick goes, yeah, that may be true. You know what I mean? But
ooh,
your man loves to take me out of it.
Well, that's a good comeback.
And I was like, and then, you know, you know what I mean? And I was just like, oh, this is, you know, that's dope. But I posted it
long
ago, like I would have to like filter through my whole Instagram to find it. But I was just like, oh, there you go. I'm like, that's true. You know what I mean? A skinny chick.
Right. And you know,
make fun of no black chick, because
men these days, like, they want a steak. They don't want a salad.
They're tired of ribs. You know what I mean? They're like,
they want that meat. They're tired of the bones.
They want that what?
There was memes going around about, you know, wintertime, when it's cupping season, and who's the men choosing? The men are choosing the thick girls because they keeping them warm at night.
Yo, and you know, and that brings me to another meme where it said, "Dogs are for bones are for dogs."
Yep.
You know what I mean? Beasts eat meat. You know what I mean? So, and that just goes, that falls right in line with the whole, you know, BBWs are, you know what I mean, or like really, you know, taking over, especially if
if you know, if you're on Instagram like that,
yeah,
you know what I mean, you know, you'll see it. That's one of the biggest things I notice. They advertise.
Oh yes, I follow a lot of big women, models or vloggers, who are doing their thing. You know, ultimately, the fact that we have grown such confidence in ourselves is why we're so popping.
Very true. Very true. Very true with the, you know, like you said, with the confidence, you know what I mean? So now do you think with, you know, the non BBWs, you know, how they get, you know, they be hating. Do you think it's jealousy? Because they're thinking to themselves, like, how is it that that girl who's big could get men or a man like that? And here I am skinny, you know, like I have the body that, that they would say is hot or model or whatever, but yet the bigger girl's getting more men than her. So do you think that's it's a jealousy thing? They hating? It has to be. What?
I would say a little bit. I would say a little bit. Because, you know, girls of all sizes are still getting love, no doubt about it. You know, men are just wising up that they don't have to only go to the stick figure, you know, to find love. They can go anywhere to any woman of any size. So I don't know. I think ultimately if a thin woman doesn't like herself already, then she's going to have that hate for another woman. So she's already looking in the mirror like, damn, my nose is big. Damn, my lips are too big. Or damn, my ass is too small. Now I want to go and get a fake ass. Now I want to go and get fake titties. You know, that's like, there are women like that who are living this fucked up reality that they have to do these things to their body to be loved. So those are the ones that are hating on other women. Especially the bigger girls, you know, because they're like, here I am altering my body and she's fat and nasty and you want her. That's the type of, like, you know, the hate that spews from those type of people.
Yeah, very true.
You know, because I'm all about positivity. I'm all about giving sunshine and light and loving on someone to the point where I'm uplifting you. Like, I want to uplift all my girlfriends. I don't care what they do, what they look like. I want to uplift you. But if you can't uplift me, then you can't be in my circle. You can't be in my community. Like, you're not on my level. Like, I want only those women in my life who are loving on me because they're loving on themselves and they're loving on another woman too. Because there's too much cattiness for no reason. We're
cattiness. Yeah, very true.
For what?
And I remember there was a point in time where, like, the stick figured women was what was in. That's what men wanted at one point. You know what I mean? And you look back on it and you're like, damn, like them chicks were skinny. They had like no, you know, shape to their body or anything. Still wanted. Like, what the fuck?
They're still wanted. You know what I mean? But it's I think
they're still wanted. They're just not as
popular. It's not that it's popular. It's not that we're becoming popular. I think it's because we're coming out of the dark ages. People are noticing it more. You know, there's more acceptance. There's more self-love. There's more confidence in us than there ever was because women are paving the way for it. You know, just like minorities who are looking up to certain figures, you know, to be like them. It's kind of the same for us. Like, damn, like,
she's big, she's doing it, and I look like that, that means I can do it too.
Yeah, true. But, you know, I say there are people out there who, you know what I mean, who want feelers that used to be popular back in the days. They still wear them or they still want them. Mm-hmm. But feelers ain't popular. Right. They're not popping right now.
Well, it depends on where you're going. I mean, feelers pretty popular. I own a pair of Fila sandals. My own pair of the Fila sneakers
pretty popular.
Big chunky ones, and then like Gucci and all them started to make them now too. Yes, and I'm gonna.
Did you? I'm a did you say? Too. Did you just say? No. Hold on. Did you just say feelers? Did you just? Did
I
you just say
said feelers people are still rocking feelers. See, don't hate.
No, there are. Yeah, I said that. I said there are people out there who still wear feelers, who still want feelers, but they're not really what's popping.
Uh-huh. It's all right. Listen, right now it's all about the J's and it's all about the Yeezys and it's all about what's that other dude, that other basketball player that's got all these is it LeBron or is it the other guy? No, I already said that.
The J's are Jordan.
Yes.
Kobe's.
His shits are lit.
True.
Like his pure art. It's pure art.
Because he's dead. Yeah, but well, it's of like, course,
anyone dies, very, then really they become even bigger than they were.
Because he's dead. Exactly, but that's another topic for another day. Nikki, I want to say thank you so much.
No, for anytime.
You know, coming on the show. I'm glad, you know, we had that conversation because, you know, I mean, as everybody knows, unlike other podcasters, I don't put out, you know, I don't put out episodes every week like most podcasters do. It's like really, I really put it out like maybe once or twice a month, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to become stagnant or, you know, run out of shit to talk about. So it's always like, you know, I'm always brainstorming. So when we started talking about this, I said, fine.
Yes, I got a podcast episode. Love your big girls, people. Love. Because they need love too. Be the best.
Tell them one more time, Nikki. Like DJ Khaled said. Hey, Nikki, have a good night. Thank you so much.
Yes.
You know, everybody, thank you for tuning in. The Good and Bad Podcast Show. You know what I mean? And
yes, and I hope you enjoyed me. Please let me know what you think about me. Do I need to be a little bit more funnier? I can do that. Definitely can do that.
What do y'all think about Nikki being my co-host? Y'all let me know. You know what I'm saying? But until then, signing off.
Yes.
Jeff Malice.
You too.
Good and Bad Podcast Show. Nikki, have a good night.